Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Saturday edition of the Psychic Love Doctor Show. Yes, we are here. We got our party shoes all shined up, and we are ready to have a good time with you, giving readings and having some enjoyable conversation, maybe a giggle or two, and tons of support. You're only a newbie here once, so after that, you're a member of the family. Anyway, I would like to mention, as I grab them here, that anybody who is new or maybe has forgotten needs to be reminded. We're only using ordinary playing cards for the readings that are conducted here. It needs to be clarified that we are not giving tarot readings. We are not giving oracle readings. And we are not using any other systems that are out there, of which I'm sure most, if not all of them, are absolutely wonderful. So anyway, now that we've got that behind us, I want to remind everyone also this, that we are, or I, actually I, am using a full 24 card layout for each of the readings this evening. Just so you know, this is my preference. I want to see the whole picture that is your life, what the past has been involving your path, what the present is essentially all about, and of course, the path you're taking to the future. And with that said, I think I can move you on to Mr. Jimbo himself.
Welcome, everybody. I want to remind you this show is for informational and educational purposes only. Would also like to remind all you folks out there that if you are international, let us know, and we'll give you live international shout-outs. So, like we are to nobody right now. We don't have anybody right now. But they will come. Our international folk will come.
Stream it. They will come.
All right. As my Debbie allergy kicks in.
Debbie allergy. Wait a minute.
Every time I have this issue sitting right here.
Oh, my God.
It's probably something you're foo-fooing with. Who knows? I'll live. 515. 602-9676. That's a number to call in. When you call in, you'll hear a message saying that you can listen to the show while you wait. True statement. I tested it out. It's working great. You ever call in anytime and get silence, hang up, call back, because silence is not working out in this case. Facebookers, we will turn to you if we get gaps in the calls. Can't even give you promises on time frames or anything like that. You just got to be hanging loose and hope for the best. And if we do, we'll make it very, very, very clear that we are turning to you. And then when we have made that clear, you would do a messenger call to Deborah Lee. Audio or video, your call. Your choice there. But either way, when you hear that sound, that is the pretty much the your reading's over sound. Just remember that. Get that engraved into your mind. It's not the halftime sound or 2 minute. I gotta, oh my god, I hear it and fire off more questions. So you gotta get that reading. Gotta come to an end so we get more people. A lot of people. Usually we never get every single person. Never. So
yeah, the
more we, the better.
The queue is long. Yeah. Most likely.
Most likely. I mean, right now it's kind of long for this early.
Yeah.
It's not gonna shrink. It's gonna grow. So please respect the heart. Let it end. But before you depart, I'm going to give you a single card reading. It's going to be the exact same deck, but not physical. It's a virtual deck on her website. And
virtual.
I'll give you a single card. And since it's right up her area of responsibility and expertise, she'll be able to elaborate on it very well. Yes, she will indeed. So it's going to work out.
Well, thank you very much.
That single card will do you well, very well. Okay, I've covered it all. It's up to you now. If you have any last minute things you'd like to regurgitate, go for it.
Well, how do all of you feel, if you even know, about the latest scandal involving Russell Brand? Okay.
How do you know who that guy is?
Jim doesn't know who he is. Those of us
who
have been Katy Perry fans, we know who that is. That is her ex-husband, man who very unceremoniously decided to tell her he was getting a divorce in a text message. Yeah, she was working too much. And, boy, I think he really fumbled the ball there. But also, new scandal. He's been fooling around with some 16-year-old girl. It's turning into a real snafu for him in the sense that he's going through and experiencing cancel culture right now. All of his, his resources, his contracts, everybody's bailing. And this could be very bad because he's likely going to face criminal charges. Yeah. There's some late night text messages that were sent to the girl that were very inappropriate. And I thought it would be interesting right at the outset, outset of this situation, I'm going to do a quick read of the cards, his cards, and see what awaits.
I've never seen his face ever before in my life.
Did you just look him up?
Yep, never. Wouldn't know that guy from anybody else on the street. Nope. It says it happened over a 7-year period.
Really? I didn't get that far. Really?
Maybe not that one thing, but maybe it's multiple things.
Oh, yeah.
But it says, and emotional abuse during a 7-year period at the height of blah, 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 blah.
Well, you know what they say, the bigger they are, the harder they fall. And sometimes things like this couldn't happen to a better person. Better? You know what I mean. Karma comes a-calling. So I want to just take a peek and see what the cards might have.
I don't know if that's karma. He actually blatantly was doing something that's very wrong. That's not really karma.
No, karma
created that on
comes
his own.
After.
He created that on his own. And it's nothing to do with... It's not saying like, well, if he'd have treated Katy Perry good, he would have got away with all this rape shit. No, this still would be happening right here.
Hey, he broke that darling, talented Katy Perry.
Maybe she was a howling whore, and he couldn't stand her, so text is all he could do, so he didn't have to see her face. We don't know. It's because she's cutie-witty in her music videos and stuff. Doesn't mean maybe she's a horrible human being.
Well, she's with somebody else now. Orlando Bloom, I believe it is.
Yeah.
So I think that this is a closed chapter in her past. So, well, I got to tell you, this is just very preliminary what I'm seeing concerning this man. He's going to hire a real super high-powered legal firm to handle this.
Well, I would.
And they are
going
to do everything they can to make that girl look bad. The mudslinging will begin.
Standard procedure. International shout out to Laura from Canada.
Hello, Laura.
Our first international light. All right.
Thank you for coming by.
She's visiting, but you want to at least stop in and say hi.
So I'll tell you on a personal level, this is just destroying him. Oh, poor baby. Yeah. He is feeling destroyed. The people around him are really starting to reconsider. And I think it's only the tip of the iceberg. I have a feeling we are going to be privy to all kinds of shady shiz in relation to a Mr. Russell Brand. So there you have it.
Okey-dokey.
Yep. Okay. And yeah, his career is, what's that F word you would use when, it's, I would say foobard, but I don't think that's good enough. It's effed up, his career.
What are you trying to say?
I didn't want to say the bad word.
Why?
Because.
Then I won't say it either. Nah, 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 nah.
Well, there. Michelle, thank you. On Facebook Live, she has said the word.
And she got, beware when you do these things on Facebook. You roll the dice.
Now, we do know about him, don't we?
You roll
the dice. I never thought he was... I think she could have always done better. Even this guy now. No, not really sure. But that was our little soapbox moment for the show. Yeah.
Never get to that.
All right, well, Jim has got quite a lineup here.
I do. We're gonna rock this show right now. 509 out in the state of Washington. 509, welcome. You're caller number one.
Hello, hello. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. Good afternoon.
Yes, and you are?
My name is Erica.
Yeah. Hi, Erica. I believe we've talked with you a few times before.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. How are you doing, hon?
I'm pretty good. Thank you.
All right. What brings you to the show this afternoon where you are, this evening here?
I was just wondering yeah. if you see anybody, like a new boyfriend coming up.
Oh, yeah. We've got to definitely dig deep into the psychic bag of boyfriends. Yeah. There we go. Jim will chat with you while I lay the cards out.
Is there, well, see, obvious questions are, is there prospects? Anybody that's potential?
No.
Or no? Okay, so there's...
Are you asking me?
Yes, indeed, I am. Yeah, her cards aren't done yet, so I'm asking
no,
you.
No, I reject them all.
Okay, so she's curbing everybody, okay?
She's got standards.
You should have standards, yes, mm-hmm. otherwise you're going to pay the price if you don't have standards, and you just pick up some stray dog. Not wrong with a stray dog, but, you know, a stray, lost, bad person is not good. Just saying, if you're just getting desperate, you just grab anything that's, he smells okay, I guess I'll date him. Yeah. Got to keep those standards high, even though you may feel like
true enough.
You can't lower them just because you're
lonely.
Why
put yourself on the clearance rack? Okay, everybody goes through the clearance rack. Put yourself up there with all those
typically they do.
Vera Wang gowns.
Unless you're lucky in that they just loaded that clearance rack, all the good stuff's already been picked through typically by the time you get to it.
True. That's true.
So that means and the clearance rack usually gets, that's a million people go through that. So if that, what's left behind there is really bad stuff usually, or stuff that just is not going to fit or work out or whatever. But or in the case of potential partners, if the list has been picked through already, those guys that are still out there available, probably don't want to mess with those. All right, what do you got?
Well, the fact that you are very selective says a lot about you, Erica. And it will kind of trim the prospects for you because you're looking for something more than just ordinary. You know, anybody can have ordinary. So what I see for you is, oh, yeah, there's somebody coming along I don't think you've even met yet. But this is a person that is going to start under the very best circumstances for you. It's going to be a friendship first. And that is the best foundation there is for something more permanent, like a commitment, like marriage, long-term marriage. And this guy, I raved about the same card last night on the show. King of Hearts, they don't come any better than that. A King of Hearts is he's all heart. It's like a teddy bear inside, somebody you can take to chick flicks. And he might even shed a tear or two because he's so sensitive. But there's a manly side to him as well. And he's a man that likes to keep his woman happy. The only flaw I could see is that people that are symbolized by the hearts in the deck, they tend to wear their heart a little bit too much on their sleeve. So they get hurt more than they should. Let's put it that way. But I feel he's going to come right into your life. It's going to be two paths intersecting, like right out of, imagine an intersection and you're driving. Oh, he's going to come right along and you're going to hit it off immediately, the two of you. And I think it's wonderful. It's almost like when two meet in a romantic movie, because this friendship is just going to develop. And you just know when you meet somebody that you can be yourself. You know, you don't have to put on any false disguises or pretend to be somebody you aren't in any way. He's very real. You're going to be very real, and it won't be long. I would say by this time next year, the two of you would be in a committed situation, as in like maybe living together. And everybody's getting so funny about marriage that they feel the institution is becoming obsolete. So think of it that way, that the two of you will come together. Excuse me, you're going to be together. And oh my gosh, what a lovely relationship you're going to have. So, he's a keeper, this one. Oh yeah.
All right, well, I have a card for her before
all
we
right.
move on. Her card is an Ace of Clubs.
Oh, okay.
Significant communication in relation to your question is highlighted. Written correspondence, telephone conversation, email, and or fax messages are perceived to carry considerable weight in the outcome of this situation. Once important information has been received, rest assured that you will find yourself moving toward achieving a stronger position overall.
So this could be a relationship that takes shape over the internet, via email, via text messages, or messenger. I mean, that field communication is really going to do the two of you very well. And you know, if you think about it, 30, 40 years ago, we were really at a disadvantage, you know, because you just had to wait for the phone to ring.
Well, people went out to the clubs and bars and stuff to mingle, basically. That was the market.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, a lot of those places are out of business now.
Yeah.
A lot of them are out of business. Yep.
So I think it's going to be great, Erica. Just put yourself in the position of being ready to receive. And the way that we receive is you put your palms up, both hands outstretched, palms up. And that is where you are ready to receive divinely from the higher power, from spirit, however you can see that which is, you know, is greater than us all. That's where it's going to come from. So be ready like this to receive.
All righty.
How far is he, are we from meeting each other? Is it like half a year or what?
Oh, no, I think it's sooner. You've got the holidays coming up.
Holidays.
That is figuring very prominently because that's a social time. We're going to other people's homes. We're going to work parties. You know what I mean? There's a lot of mingling.
There is.
Going on, and that's how it could happen. You could go to a wedding. Just think in terms of celebrations.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and there he's going to be. And you're going to know, especially if we keep giving you readings, you will know that you know that you know as he is walking over to you. Seriously. You're going to think, oh, my God, that's the one. That's the one Deborah told me about.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
You're so welcome, honey. Take care.
Thank you for patiently holding and being caller number one.
Thank you.
You're so welcome.
National shout out to Virgil in the UK.
Virgil.
All righty. So we've had a couple international folks have shown up. All right. Well, let's.
Fabrice is a very good air freshener. Are you sure? You're operating it properly.
He bought one of those plug-in ones, I think.
Oh, is it a plug-in one?
Yeah, those things are pieces of crap in my experience. I quit buying those years ago. If it said it lasts 90 days,
it should have.
They're trying to see what kind of sucker you are, because they don't last 90 days.
Well, if they say it, it should happen. And if it isn't, I'd bring it back.
Yeah, you can bring it back. You can bring it back. Let's see,
I don't
know
what $3 is, but
I get
my $3 back.
Here's what you got to look at in that type of situation. Typically, you bought, not unless you're going to go to that place again anyway, but otherwise, if you make a special trip, there's a certain amount of gas involved. Your time has to be worth some amount of money, whatever you value it as. So if you factor those two things, a lot of times it's something that's a couple bucks, you just throw it away and say, I'm buying that shit again.
Yeah. That's true.
And then there's the taking back part, depending on the store. They're all different. That taking back experience, if you bought it at Walmart, you have fun with that, getting in that return line.
I don't know if they have a Walmart.
I'm just saying. I'm throwing it out there. I'm saying in general. This is general.
It's about $4.
Yeah, well, if it's worth four bucks to you, might be. If it's really easy to do, if it takes you 1 minute and you're going that, but be at that store again someday, I'd do it. But
do it before the Christmas.
I don't think he would wait until December. I don't think he's going to wait till December to return a $4 air freshener that was piece of crap.
You could also travel the internet and find lots of places to say, don't buy this piece of shit.
I learned that a long time ago. And there's something. International shout out to Suzanne in Scotland.
Oh, we learned something today. What did your dad say? Nova Scotia. Yes, he did. He was sitting right there at the table.
Oh, really? Okay.
He said Nova Scotia.
Oh, it was him. Okay.
New Scotland.
Okay. Well, that's what he said. I didn't go to do a fact check.
And your dad is a kind of a world traveler. He knows stuff.
No, he doesn't go on the internet, so he's not giving false bullshit.
So, yeah. Anyway, I guess, yeah. We got New England, and we got New Nova Scotia. New Scotland. All right. We have some new folks with us. Maybe the others will kind of...
I will copy and paste my shtick in there. I didn't do that.
Give you his shtick, Sue.
The information that I should have put in and pinned it. I don't know if that's...
Right.
I'm doing it right now. I shall pin it. It has been pinned.
Well, hello there, Colleen. I find you very familiar.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, look at that. You know Pamela and Jeannie. Okay. Well, then we are connected.
Wasn't it a frickin' small frickin' world?
Gosh, it is.
Holy frick.
They say there's only 6 degrees of separation between people. I don't really understand that fully.
Yeah, well, they made a fun little...
What, movie?
No, they made a... Oh. Well, I don't know. They made a... There was a... Way back in the... I think it was 90s. That were playing... For some reason, people played this little game called 6 Degrees of Bacon.
What?
You would just randomly name an actor or actress, and then somebody had to make 6 people connections to Kevin Bacon.
Kevin Bacon.
Yeah, so you had, so you somehow would say, all right, well, let's see, this person, let's say Robert De Niro. You're like, all right, wait, see, Robert De Niro, let's see, he did a movie with this actor did a movie with another actress, and eventually you have to get to a person doing a movie with Kevin Bacon.
How about if you just go right to Kara Sedgwick, his wife?
Well, the idea is probably to make it hard for the other person to get it, not the easy.
Oh.
Otherwise, you could just pick any frickin' famous person on A Few Good Men, and it would be over in one shot.
I'm sorry, but it sounds like a really dumb game.
I never played it. It was a big thing in the 90s. People were playing. Maybe they were playing on the radio, and other people would do it themselves. I could see it. It doesn't have to be Bacon. It could be any person. Okay, let's pick. But it has to be a famous person. Hmm. Can't pick some obscure nobody. What are you not even talking about?
Colleen said, I have to say, you look wonderful. I said, thank you. You look wonderful, too.
You look wonderful tonight. So Eric Clapton for you.
All right.
Let's get on the phones, Deb.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Ah, I love this one because I have nothing to look up because it's all ones. It's a Skype call. Could be from anywhere. Welcome to the show.
Well, hello, love doctors. It's Melissa. Hi.
Melissa is
hello,
back.
Hello, Melissa.
Back in black.
Back in black.
All right.
Yes, how are you doing?
How you doing, beautiful people? You're just amazing, love doctors. You really are amazing.
I feel like I'm getting fattened up for a slaughter.
She butters us up. Yes,
right.
She does.
Right.
Yeah, you actually have butter when y'all doing the show.
we have a pretty big feast today.
Oh, boy, did we have a cookout today, Melissa. Oh.
You do?
Yes. It's all we can do to sit in these chairs.
Yeah, big barbecue action.
Yeah, it was very good.
Yeah, a Native dance party because, Hurricane Lee to the powwow today.
Oh. Yeah, Hurricane Lee went bye-bye up north.
Yeah, I think it made landfall like the Canada Maine area.
We were kind of sweating bullets there for a while.
Yep. And it looks like, and I think it toned down a lot too, because that water's a lot cooler up there. Because remember, it was a 5 at one point. You don't want that to make landfall anywhere on Earth. 5, oh good God. All right, Deb. Yes, we did have ribs. We had Rachel, international shout out to Rachel from Australia. We had country style pork ribs. We did indeed.
And my favorite is burnt barbecue chicken. Love that. Oh, black. Oh, my God.
If I don't burn it, I get in trouble.
Yes, we have ribs.
It's like anti-chef cooking. Or an herbal chef would get in trouble for something. I get in trouble if I don't burn it. It's a hard concept to grasp.
I know, but it makes it so, I don't know.
It's easy to do.
I love burnt popcorn, too.
I can't stand that. Yeah. That's the most horrible thing ever. The kind you make isn't bad, but that burnt microwave stuff is terrible. That kind of burning, nasty microwave popcorn. Anyway, we should let Michelle have her time. Melissa.
I have a question.
Let's hear your question.
Yes.
I only ask about him because it concerns me, because there's a lot more to it besides everything else that goes on in my life, but. I know the Hurricane Lee hit over there in that area where he's at, going south of Florida, around back, going way, 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 way down there. And want to make sure that he's okay. I don't know if this might be a delay in the, when you say that he might be coming before December. Can you look that up? I haven't gotten a response from him. I don't know if he's, I hope he's not upset, but or communication with the phone lines, because it was down there at 5. Yes.
Is he on business or with family? What's he doing?
No, he lives down there where the hurricane started forming. It was like 5-4 by the edge of Florida.
Okay. Well, he missed. All he's getting is rough surf.
Surfing U.S.
Yeah, that's all that we saw on the
from Lee,
Weather
yeah.
Channel.
Yeah, Lee has not hammered anybody down south.
No, it went north.
Yes.
Okay,
yeah,
so you...
New England.
But he hasn't... I answered you, right?
Yeah, you answered me that part. If he's safe...
Yeah, she wants you to check on his safety.
All right, I'll check his safety.
Yes, let's make it... Cut to the chase, Deborah! And that's a good thing. That's another important thing to check on, too.
Yes, it is. You're right.
And even without a hurricane, if you don't hear from somebody, it doesn't always mean that they're ghosting you. Maybe they ended up in a hospital. How would they call you, you know? So double check safety.
Maybe he's wrestling alligators down there.
Yeah. Is he in Florida?
Maybe Florida.
Is he in Florida?
It sounds like way down there, like maybe Everglades or what?
Oh, way down there is like...
Or Miami.
Miami, South
Miami.
Beach.
Miami.
Yeah. Might be wrestling some Cuban chicks in white little bikinis.
Oh, don't put that in.
I was just throwing it out there. I don't know. Yes, you know. Yes.
In that
yes.
case, watch Old School, the movie.
I never saw that. Did you?
Yes.
See, look at that. There's so many classic movies I've never seen.
You need to break your leg or something so that we can... Put them on. You need to see Bike Club. Love
never
it.
Saw it. Never saw it.
You got to see it.
You know, the problem is, like, when I was laid up in bed, I wasn't really in the mood to watch anything like that. I was in that pain thing.
Melissa, yes, right, he's doing well. He's with a guy, and there's love there between them. So I think it's like a family member, a really old friend. Somebody that he really clicks with, but he's fine. And you know, men aren't always like us when it comes to text messages. You know, they're not as glued and obsessed with their phones. You know, but we are. And then we start to overthink, oh my God, is he laying in a ditch somewhere? Or worse yet, is he laying in a bed with some bitch out there? You know, we go from one extreme to the other, and it's a waste of energy. So I think you should just wait to hear from him. You will. You will. He hasn't let you down yet. Okay. So we'll see what Jim comes
That's
up
a good
with.
Thing then.
Yeah.
At least that was that's like one of those black or white yes or no questions. Those are good questions.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
maybe see on the future. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, I don't know anything about this. I just popped the card, and Deb can probably elaborate on it. It's a Jack of Clubs is a card she got.
Oh.
It is a young, medium-complected man who appears to have an industrious nature and sharp eye where goals are concerned. Figure strongly in this matter. So there's some guy to figure strongly in this matter. He, however, is not particularly interested in the dilemma at hand and would prefer to be left out of it. Bear this in mind as you make decisions regarding your immediate future.
This is obscure and probably related to something else entirely. I don't feel there's a connection.
And that's, well, and I think a lot of these, not those cards, but when you pull a single card, it could have something to do with something else going on in her life. Could have something to do with something else going on in his life, right?
Yeah.
So if it doesn't mean, that card doesn't resonate anything to you, then maybe it's that person has some kind of effect on that guy. Maybe it's a friend,
yeah,
a business associate, because it sounded like there's some business stuff going on there.
Could be somebody you work with.
That's what I'm saying, yeah, right.
Somebody
exactly.
who hasn't even come along yet.
It sounded very much like a business type of thing it was talking about. So.
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you, sweet Melissa.
Yes.
Sweet Melissa.
Hey, Deborah.
Yeah.
But before I go, did you see the time frame he was coming? Because I know you're looking at the card. I'm sorry, Jimbo.
She hates me.
I felt, as in last time, that it would be by the end of the year. But remember, this guy makes plans over the years. We've seen this. He makes plans to come, and then something puts a detour in front of him, and he ends up going in an entirely different direction. Could all be business obligations, you know. Yeah. So that's what I feel. Okay. But just be hopeful and expect that he is going to come to see you. I really feel he will. Okay.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Melissa. We shall move on. We appreciate your holding and being a patient young lady. Thank you.
Rachel, you're watching Fight Club.
Sounds like it. And Virgil had a good one.
What do you?
He said, don't talk about it.
Don't talk about the movie? Well, I thought he meant the weather.
What do they say about Fight Club, Deb? What's the rule?
Don't talk about Fight Club.
That's what he's joking about. Don't talk about it. Don't you get it?
Bada second bada rule. Bada. Don't talk about Fight Club.
I haven't watched it, but I've heard that quote so many times. I already know that.
The end is startling, but nobody should give you a spoiler.
No spoilers.
After you
someday
watch
I will
it
watch
the first
it.
Time, you're like, oh. And then when you try to watch it again, it's like, meh.
Someday I'll watch it.
But it's funny. Melissa mentioned Old School. What's the name of that guy?
Oh, well, I know immediately when you say that. William Tell.
No.
Nope. William Turner from the Pirates of the Caribbean.
Anyway. Oh, Catherine thought it was the dumbest ending ever. Really? It blew my mind.
Well, see, no, don't get into it now, because then I'll never watch it if you throw the ending out.
In Old School. He was a Saturday Night Live. He's in a lot of comedies. His name is escaping me. I thought it was
Will Ferrell?
Yes.
Okay.
He said in an interview that is the first and last time he will ever be naked in a movie. He said, if you remember watching Old School, there's a point where he goes, let's go streaking, he's yelling in the microphone.
Is that the one where the adults go back to call him to get in the frat? I have saw the beginning.
Yep. Come on, we're going streaking.
I saw sort of kind of into
he's
it.
Running naked down the road.
Never saw that, but I saw bits. I saw bits and pieces. Yes, I did see bits and pieces. Yep.
And anyway, he goes to get in the car with those women, and he said, "Hey, it was cold out that night that they filmed it."
Mm-hmm.
And he said those women never stopped teasing him about it. He goes, "I'm never doing it again, never." And I thought, well, God. But, you know, I've seen men like to show off with their, you know, their family jewels. You'd think I guess what happens, like Seinfeld said, shrinkage. Did you ever see that episode?
Yes.
When George said, I was in the pool.
Yes, I saw that one. There's some episodes I've never seen. And there's some, for some reason, I've seen a lot. That one has come on a lot.
It has. And they asked what's her name? Elaine.
Yes.
And she went, is Frank?
Is that really a thing?
Yes.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Area code 330. We're going to Ohio. 330.
Ohio.
Oh, the way to go.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey. Hey. Mississippi.
Oh, you're in Mississippi with a area code. All right, welcome.
Okay, well, good to have you. And your name?
Leslie. It's been a while.
It's been a while.
Oh, yes, it has. So tell us, Leslie, how's your life treating you? Things going well?
It's been all right. We buried my niece this week, and 'cause it's been almost 2 weeks now since she passed away unexpectedly.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Was it an accident?
We have no idea.
Oh, my gosh. Was she young?
Yes, only 31.
Oh, God. People are springing off this planet. You know, I read a lot of internet news. I can't believe how many people are off to...
See the wizard.
Yeah. So I'm so sorry, hon. Really, that has to be devastating for your family.
Yes, especially my sister. That was her only child.
Oh, no.
Nobody wants that. Nobody wants that ever.
No.
Don't wish that upon my kids.
We're never supposed to outlive our children.
Yep.
Oh, my heart goes out to you. Oh,
thank
boy.
You.
Well, you're welcome. And what question would you have, Leslie?
Yes, I don't want to ask another side question that's just too tough, but I'm trying to get in contact with a friend of mine that I haven't seen since childhood in over 30 years. Her name is Helen.
Okay.
And I do want to get with her in the next week or so, and because I promised, there was another friend of mine from years ago that I'll be tracking down old friends of mine.
Yeah.
Would it be possible to call her or send her a letter?
Do you have the way to contact her? You've already received that information, or do you have to find it yet?
Yeah. I found it myself. I have a phone number that should be active.
Okay. So you'd like to know which would be the best form of communication with her?
Yes.
Okay. Give me a moment, hon. I will look at these cards for you.
Well, that when you ask that question, it tells me that you have more than a phone number, I guess. You have another way of contacting her? Do you have email address or?
Yeah, I got email address and a home address.
Oh, so you do have multiple ways. I got you. So that's a good question. What's the best way?
It is a good question.
That is a good question, too. Yeah, that's neat. It's kind of unique, but it's kind of a cool question. Because you do sometimes some people can perceive different communications as not as olive branches or just not as friendly as you meant them to be. So that's cool. Like it's weird. The letters, the actual letters, you know, real letters. Some people think that's cool when somebody sends them a letter. Like, oh
a
my
real
God,
letter?
Nobody does that anymore. Some people are like, what are you doing sending a letter? That's crazy. What's wrong with you? So yeah, that's a good question.
Is it coming off?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But some people still, when they get it, they're like, wow, that person really must, they took the time to actually write something and put an envelope mail to me. It must be really, you know. And other people are like, what are you doing? All right, go ahead.
Okay, here's what I got for you.
Here's what you got.
She's going to be absolutely delighted to hear from you. Your cards say, hit them all. It's cover your bases.
Wow. It's like a shooting like a freaking spray of bullets out there.
Kind of. Use your, what does he have?
It says email,
yeah.
Obviously phone, and he has the ability to send a snail mail.
Why not do them all? Because I see that you will connect. This way you know for certain it got there.
We should start with the snail mail first because there's the delay time of it being delivered.
Or make the phone call first. Try that.
Well, if you make the phone call first, you might not do the other
ones. That's right.
Well,
you
said
you
do them all,
have
though.
To. Well,
I got you.
You know.
So you may have to do them all, but if you start with the phone first, you're going to know one way or the other what the deal is. Unless, unless somehow that number has an issue.
Yeah, but it's saying right here. Yeah, because you're going to hit her, you know what I mean? You're going to contact her with one form or another.
This is a friend from way back in the past, I think he said, when they were very young. So you've been out of communication for how long? Quite a few years, yeah, yes?
Yeah, I haven't heard her voice in over 30 years. We haven't spoken to each other since fifth grade.
That's up to you, Deb. Do you think the cards say the phone's the best shot?
Well, try that, but if you know, sometimes other people have the number. I often get messages or voicemail from people that are looking for Annie or, you know, other people that I don't even know.
Yeah, and maybe an email may come across as spam attack.
That's true. So that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's true.
Hedge your bets. Just go all the way.
Yeah, make an order. That would be your first order. Then I'm thinking email would be second. Snail mail would probably be last, right?
I think so.
Yeah. Because the phone one, if there's something wrong with the number or she doesn't, some people, if they don't recognize that number, they don't touch a call. So you might have to make sure you leave a good voicemail too.
A question about your niece. That I'm seeing something in the card.
Okay.
Are they convinced, the authorities, that it was natural causes, or do they suspect foul play?
I still have no idea.
Yeah, he said they have no details. That's crazy you guys got no details. Well, you don't have any details. Somebody must have details.
I think there is a guy involved from what I see here. And it was a meeting. They met up together and it went badly. And this is somebody from far at a great distance. So like where Mississippi...
That's where he said he is right now physically.
I mean, a great distance could be California, could be Canada.
Could be back in Ohio.
Ohio. Could be England. I mean, we're talking a distance here, but there's some kind of man around.
Probably on this planet, though.
And the four clubs is considered the devil's bedpost, which is a card that can indicate, I mean, everything from it was an accident to it was... murder. And I don't want to, you know, give you anything more in the way of, you know, a burden of sadness or anything emotional of that kind. But
you don't need to throw, you don't want to throw any fuel on the fires of grief. It's already there.
I have a feeling something happened.
Well, I mean,
that is more than natural causes.
I guess that will come right eventually. Real quick.
Hopefully they did a toxicology, you know, evaluation, which I think they usually do. See, there weren't any drugs involved.
It all depends.
31 is pretty young.
It depends.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We won't know anything for about another month.
Right. Okay. Yeah. It all depends.
Yeah. It takes time.
Real quick, the card you have been picked is the Six of Spades.
Mm-hmm.
Reserve judgment and refrain from acting too quickly. Take time to assess details and the climate of the situation before you make any decisive moves. Unstable forces are perceived to be surrounding this matter. Playing the waiting game is your wisest move at this time, since circumstances hold the potential to change radically overnight.
Yeah, I don't think it's in connection to Helen.
So this has nothing to do with a long
childhood
friend. So this could be a niece thing.
Yeah.
That don't try to... Well, and he sounds like he's not. He says, I got no info. I'm not going to try to make a judgment. And this is probably confirming. You can't make a judgment because you don't have info. Right?
Like, right.
There's a whole bunch of stuff around this matter that have not come to pass yet or come to
Now, there is a second meaning to the Six of Spades.
Oh, well, see, this is the expert here.
The other meaning is a pregnancy.
Well, this one didn't say anything about that. So
no,
that's
I refrained from putting that in there.
I don't know. Yeah. I just read what is on the screen.
But it could, yeah. That's the other alternate meaning of that.
Okay. All righty. Well, thank you so much. And I hope everything works out on all fronts, all fronts of your life. And
our
these,
sincere condolences
absolutely.
To your family.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So with Helen, call first, letter or card, then snail mail.
Yeah, and I think she's going to be thrilled to hear from you. Okay, I really do.
Some people like that.
Yeah,
I'm
like, unless you were a bully, you know, or something like that back in the day.
He said they were friends.
Yeah.
So that would be a welcome reconnection.
Oh yeah, and I think it could.
Don't die, Deb. Do not die. You should not die on the show. But
I think it could.
If she died on the show, man, we'd get a lot of hits on Facebook, boy. But anyway, go ahead, Deb.
I think that it could be the start of something very wonderful between the two of you.
Sure, and it doesn't have to be everybody want to go black and brown cow. It could be lifetime.
Yes.
Friendship thing, like, oh my gosh,
oh good luck, and please come back and tell us.
Indeed
We really want to follow your story.
Sure, you know where to find
okay.
Good luck.
Thank you, Han.
All right, you have a good evening.
You too You have a good one. All righty, let's see here. I'm checking, make sure what we got going on. We still have our same wonderful folks in here. Nobody snuck in new from another country. Our international troop is here.
I know, it's great.
It's like United Nations, one of those peacekeeping forces.
Why do people have to live so damn far away?
Mm-hmm.
You know? Everybody should want to come here and become an American.
Oh, come on. Yeah, I can't believe you said that.
Listen to this. On TikTok, there's a little girl who runs to her mother and says, Mommy, Daddy said something bad to me. And the mother goes, what is your dad said, and she said, he told me I'm a Democrat. I'm not a Democrat. And I thought, oh, boy, that is a pretty funny little clip.
Yeah, which has nothing to do with what you're just talking about.
No,
but, you
know, I have ADD, so I take people on road trips.
Yeah, it was apples and oranges there, what just happened there. So.
Well, they can come here, come move here, and you can become a Democrat if you so wish.
Well, you can become whatever you desire. All right, here we go, Deb.
Yes.
Code area code 520. Olisa.
How are you guys?
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
We can hear you.
Right. You can?
Yes.
We're here.
Okay, I'm on my earbuds and I'm in the park, so
okay.
I didn't know if it was going to work.
Everything's good on our end. Your audio is great.
Sorry?
On our end.
Yes, perfect.
Oh, wonderful. I was prepared to take the earbuds out. I'm having a wonderful afternoon. I came home. I went to town, and I picked up some clay so I can play with some clay this evening. And I'm working on my work. And I talked to him next door briefly. I mean, for like a split second last night. Came out of my place and his car.
And what was
I'm
his
sorry?
What was his?
I can't.
There's a delay.
Oh.
What was his thought?
His demeanor.
What his attitude?
Okay. Well, I came out of my place and I didn't expect him because his car, he had parked in the rear, so I couldn't see his car. So he was home.
He
was home for a while, and that was the first time he parked his car back there, and this is a new car. So then I jumped a mile high because I was coming out of my place to go run an errand.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, my God, you scared the hell out of me. And he said, oh, don't be scared. And he went into his place. And then he sounded like he was working on his computer this morning because I was doing my laundry to get out of the house to go.
Yeah.
And so I don't know, Deb. I haven't had any contact. Otherwise, I don't know what the cards say.
So you're saying he was pleasant? Or was he abrupt?
Well,
it sounded cool and cold to me.
No, it sounded very mild. You know, like, don't be scared. You know, just mild. Not rude or just mild. You know, mild.
Okay. So she wants to know what's going down. I would like to do a recap. I think from what I heard you say, you told us that he likes to park in the rear. Is that what you just said?
No. He's never, I've lived there since October. He's never parked in the rear. And since I haven't talked to him, I don't know why he's parking that. This is a new car.
I think in his lifetime, he's done a lot of parking in the rear, if you know what I'm saying.
Ah, Jimbo. You never let us down. I swear to God.
I could not let that go. I'm sorry. It was if I'm a golfer,
Jimbo.
You put a ball in front of me and you Jimbo. Put it on a – I got to hit it. Go ahead. Yes. Yes, Lisa.
Jimbo, I'm going to be at the Pearly Gates one day, and I'm going to tell them he never let us down.
If nothing else, I am consistent. I try to be consistent.
I'll put in a good word for your consistency.
Yeah, I need a good word because sometimes being consistent is always good, but at least you know what you get with somebody that's consistent.
No, I'm putting them
down. I just felt like you were having issues there. I didn't know.
They're a little still on the slick.
Ah, yes, indeed. Maybe you should pee on them.
Why don't you?
Well, I can pee on them. I can do a better job peeing
on
anything.
Give it a golden shower, Jim.
I've got the right plumbing where I can pee on a lot of objects. All right,
go ahead. You have done that.
No, I'm not. Well.
What was her name?
No, I never did that.
When
I grew up out in Minnesota, mm-hmm. our bathroom was in the basement. We lived in the country, so your neighbors were miles away. So 90% of the time, especially in the winter, I would just walk right outside and pee off the porch instead of walking all the way down to the basement.
Don't eat the yellow snow.
Exactly. And you know what? There's already a lot of yellow snow out there from the dog, so I just added more to it.
And you wrote your name.
We try to make a tunnel when it's real. When it's real deep, you try to make a big, long, yellow ice tunnel, and you keep peeing there over and over.
Who knows that term?
All right, go ahead.
Like a fishing hole.
You know, since this is so crucial, please give me another moment. There's something here that's very startling, and I've got to lay them out again.
Well, she's re-racking your cards?
I am.
Okay, interesting. So something out of the blue has come to her attention and...
So when you play pool, can you do that? Can you say, oh, I didn't like that break. Can I do it again?
No.
Oh, you can't?
No. Where would that come from?
Well, because you said I was re-racking. So I wondered if you could re-rack the balls for pool.
Well, if you're playing with somebody and you rack the balls and they say, hey, you know, that's a piece of crap rack. Your opponent can say, you know, come on, you got to do better than that. You can make you re-rack them.
They hardly move.
No, they do move. There is... If you play pool, that thing doesn't fit like within a millimeter all around. You can make a sloppy rack when you go to rack them up. So it's
don't you kind of go like this a little?
You do like that, and you want to get them tight up there against it, and then lift it off and not touch the balls and make them spread out. Otherwise, it makes the game get shitty for everybody anyway.
It does.
If you get a crappy break and there's this big mass of balls, you know. Because you know what? Heaven forbid you have a mass of balls on the table. Nobody likes that, you know.
Yeah, massive balls.
Yeah, you want your balls spread evenly all over the table, you know.
Did you ever see the old movie Cinderella Liberty? I think that Jack Nicholson was in it.
Jack Nicholson was in The Last Detail.
Yeah, that was a good Navy movie. But in the other one, Cinderella, maybe it was The Last Detail. Marsha Mason was bent over a pool table.
Oh,
she had a skirt on.
Yeah.
And the guy didn't he put the cue up under her dress?
I remember that scene.
And she said, either that's a pool stick or... She said, either that's a man or I don't know. It was a good line, though.
Okay, well, I don't remember that in The Last Detail, but I haven't seen that movie for 1,000 years. Cinderella Liberty, even older.
Yeah.
I don't remember anything. I couldn't even tell you it was in Cinderella.
She didn't say, are you happy to see me, or is that whatever.
Or there's a real man in here. She said, either that's a pool cue, or there's a real man in here. It was kind of cute. She was sort of a hooker, I think.
Wow.
Okay, now Virgil's saying only if the white goes down straight away. I don't know, the white ball? What is that ball called?
Well, in 8-ball, it's called a cue ball.
Oh, is it? Maybe that's
I don't know if they call it that in snooker and some of the other games, billiards. Billiards, there's multiple, many different games out there. All right.
Well, I'm telling you, I feel that this relationship is actually beginning to degrade, and he's the one that's putting that into motion. And I always hate telling people bad news. I really do. But I would lose all my credibility if I were to lie. You know, make things up. Pump sunshine up your skirt.
Yeah,
so I think, and this may hit you hard, Lisa, I think he is toying with the idea of moving back to where he came from.
To whence he came?
Yeah, back to...
Oh, you know what? You know
what?
You're probably onto something, and that would be okay. But, you know, he has he told me he maybe a month ago, he said, between you and I, he told me, I'm having a hard time out here. I'm not really acclimating the way I should. And then the other thing is he keeps listing all the stuff that's happened, you know, the car wreck and blah, blah, blah. And I won't even go into all the lists that he keeps pulling up out of it now. And then, you know, that most people would just say, oh, you know, it's just something that happened. But he goes, he hammers away at it. And then the other thing is he has said that he was going to take a month or 2 months to go back where he came from to the hospital to have surgery on a particular part of his body that he thinks he might be surgery on.
Are you riding a motorcycle right now?
No, I'm on my bike, and I'm sitting on a park bench, and it's beautiful. The park is beautiful.
So, sitting on the park bench. Oh, a little Jethro Tull for you, but I'll go ahead.
Oh, I don't know that.
Watching. Oh, yeah. Oh, that was a cool one. Great. I love Jethro Tull. But anyway,
You know what?
I interrupted. I'm sorry.
He's not thinking practically, in a practical sense, because he's going to take those joints and bones back to frigid New York or Brooklyn, wherever he's from, and suffer through the winter, the frigidness, the below zero temps, the snow. He's crazy. He's in heaven where he is right now for all of that. But anyway, whatever, you know.
Well, you did say toying with the idea, toying. So
yes, and he's mad because money is running thin. And things, you know, apparently he doesn't have a job. No job.
Well, he's retired, but there's supposed to be some incoming money when there's a settlement.
Oh,
and
God,
then,
how long those things can take.
Yeah, how long
oh,
those things
geez.
Can take and how all the lawyers can deplete the shit out of it.
Yeah, that's it.
So
okay,
I would never
so he's worried
it.
About that. And then
he's
communicating
with the female back home. But it's not a romantic. It's more like a family connection.
Well, I guess if you're contemplating moving,
you
got to talk to somebody that might be able to tell you about where you can move, real estate,
or,
stuff like that. Somebody, a familiar place to live. Hey, in my neighborhood, there's this you can, you know.
Or come stay with
I got a, you know, remember Joe's got a, you know, extra room or, yeah, something like, I gotcha. He's talking with a female, but it's not about being love.
No, it's not love.
It's purely about stuff.
It's creating between us because he's more focused on his survival.
Yeah, that's what it's about. I mean, I think he's really starting to get feeling very desperate and kind of hopeless from what I see here.
Well, that's not good.
But you know what? He sells himself short under Sure to Come True. And all of you that are familiar, you know that I've never seen something here that has ever not come true. Was here.
I sure would hate to have a card reading and that Sure to Come True pile said I was going to get decapitated.
Well, then
that would suck.
Then you would take steps and measures so that wouldn't happen. I'm talking about more happy things.
Okay, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
You know, that would be like, hey, Sure to Come True says that your nuts are going to fall off. I'd be like, whoa, wait a second here. I don't think I like that pile anymore, that little grouping of cards. So what did her say again?
It says here, this guy sells himself short.
So he's his own worst critic. He's his own worst critic.
Yes. And he's got a lot of talent.
Too much of a perfectionist.
I mean, God, if even if he ended up in a wheelchair, he'd end up he could still be very vibrant in a working situation. And I'm not saying
Larry Flint wasn't he pretty disabled in the wheelchair and still making shit tons of money with that Hustler gig, right? Wasn't he in a wheelchair? Didn't he have a stroke or something? Some kind of accident.
No, Larry got shot.
Well, that's right. He tried to assassinate him. He's a religious fanatic. That's right. Hit him in the spine.
But he made some very good points about freedom of expression and freedom of speech. Larry Flint.
He saved his ass on that constitutional thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was in Montana staying in a hotel long time ago.
Good movie. The People versus Larry Flint. That's the name of the movie, isn't it?
Yeah. He wanted to
Great movie. Woody Harrelson.
Oh, yeah. He is good. But that Larry Flint did a pictorial on the carnage of soldiers during the war. And there was one where a little girl was kneeling and crying over this guy. And from the ribcage down, there was no body. And he was, like, blown open. And he wanted to make the point, that is obscene. Those kinds of things. But watching a girl, and they, later in Panos, they got where girls were peeing on people and stuff.
They had changed. There was actually a documentary on that I watched. It was kind of interesting.
What'd they say?
There was we got to go back to Lisa.
Yeah.
We shouldn't talk about.
Well, people. Let's have this thought.
It was stupid.
Does it show that it's not the doors closed between us?
Right. What are you seeing?
Yeah, I think that this relationship is heading toward an ending.
To its final destination?
It is. And I don't think there's a damn thing you can do.
Well, there's a certain point on a journey, especially in, like, you know, we joke and make metaphors, trains, all these different connections. At a certain point, where the train is on the last, there's no other tracks. So it's on the track, you think, of coming to a final destination?
I don't see the same great affection, but this guy turns his emotions off and on like a light.
I gotcha. He's,
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. I forgot to tell you. Was it this morning when I had that revelation?
Oh, you saw something on the internet.
No, I have something posted on my Facebook page.
Something internet, social media.
Really, I wanted to tell you, Lisa.
He was shot in the head.
No, that's... Shut up for a minute. Don't talk.
Okay, watch. Watch where this goes. Go ahead.
Let her finish,
and then we'll go there.
I'm going to choke your chicken.
Finish your thought then, and let's see if I was really out there.
If any of you have seen it, because I know it's a lot of you, we all look through each other's, you know, feet in the feed and all that. It was a thing that explained people that have had a brain injury act very normal. I did not say shot in the head.
But I threw an example out of a brain injury.
Bite me.
When?
Let me finish this.
Go ahead.
But, yeah. Anyway, the bottom said it would give
The bottom said.
I could go to it right now.
No,
it gave symptoms and situations where you may not see it on them. You know, they act normal or this or that. But people that have had a brain injury, oftentimes their emotions are very unstable and it all of a sudden I said, oh, my God, Jim, I've just had a revelation about Lisa's neighbor. And, you know, he could have played football in high school.
Or he could have had his head banging on a headboard too many times when he was having sexual escapades, right? Got a concussion?
I have to give him that one.
Banging your head? Just like they said, like, who was that?
That song is...
Quiet Riot.
Yeah.
Bang your head. And wake the dead. I go ahead, back to that.
Yeah.
But not, you know, or, yes, you're right. That is a possibility, right? Anytime there's a traumatic brain injury, there's a million weird shit that could be going on.
Kids do really stupid things. I remember jumping off buildings.
Yeah. I mean, they're still doing it, but kids wear helmets nowadays when they ride bikes. They wear helmets when they go frickin' skiing.
But we did not.
He's our age.
He's 50s.
I was
going to
say, he's our age when nobody wore that shit.
And we didn't have seat belts back then.
Yeah, if you hit your head as a kid, they'd say, like, Well, you're not bleeding. You'll
just
be all right.
Just say walk it off. You know, and what about, like, Zach? You took him shopping, my youngest son, when he was little, and he fell out of the shopping cart on his head.
Yep, but he was fine.
But you didn't get him checked out or anything.
Because he had no symptoms, except he was crying because he fell on his fucking head.
That's what this meme that I posted said. People that have had a brain injury can act or seem perfectly normal. But then they have these... I don't know what you'd call it.
Episode?
Yes.
Jekyll and Hyde. Or
they could be just, it's a possibility, but it's not 100%. That is a fact is what happened here. It's not. We don't know that, right?
We don't, but Michelle here just said a very good thought for Lisa. She said, Lisa should check his cabinet for his meds. Maybe he's bipolar.
Maybe she has.
Well, I don't know if you have, Lisa. Have you been in his...
Do you know his medicine cabinet?
Oh, you know, that would be never... I would never, ever do that to anyone.
I've never known...
You know, I wouldn't even do that.
Never gone through a guy's I guess they have... Well, you know what? They never maybe got to that point where she would do that. They never got close enough. I think if you are close enough to somebody... There's nothing wrong with that. But you guys didn't get there probably where that would be an okay thing. Yeah.
I would hope that they would tell me.
That's what you would hope. You're right. Absolutely.
And he tells you
absolutely,
nothing.
Right. And then, but if somebody seems very elusive, it makes you more curious, is the thing.
God, he could have been skiing and fell.
Oh, everybody falls when you ski. You're not born an expert skier.
No, you're not. And everybody falls. Some people actually fall off that chairlift.
Ice skating.
Ice skating, hockey. If he came from up north, he might have done winter sports.
Yeah, first time I was on skates, I don't even remember. They filmed it when I was a kid. I was on double-bladed skates, and you fall down 15,000 times in that first 2 minutes as a child.
Rachel in Australia says her son did a cartwheel off a 6-foot wall at 2 and landed face first.
Yep.
Is he okay? Was he blessed?
Well, I'm assuming when she said at 2, which means he's not 2 anymore, so obviously.
Yeah. Well, anyway, Lisa, these are things to think about, and the way it just went bada-bing in my mind. I've had these things before.
Okay.
Like,
let's say that's true. Let's say that he's had a traumatic brain injury and he's very emotionally unstable. That's still not going to make the relationship work.
Okay. And
right
here, I want to bring this.
That's
up.
Like saying, "Hey, why this guy won't have sex with me? I really need that." And then somebody says, "Oh, well, he can't because he got a spinal injury." What does it mean that you have to say, "Oh, I'm okay that I'll have a life without sex"? You can still not be with the person.
That's true, but here's the situation for you. Many of you know that I have a son married to a woman who seems to have a tremendous amount of mental illness. And it seems to only be getting worse. She was evaluated yesterday. Finally, they got her an evaluation. They feel that it's a combination with her of schizophrenia and a certain bipolar.
Well, she'll be taking about 15 or 16 pills a day soon.
Yeah, and the problem, though...
And then she'll stop.
And I guess it runs in her family.
And then they'll stop.
With schizophrenia. What happens, though, with a lot of people, and Virgil works in this field, he could say yay or nay.
They'll stop.
They stop taking them because they're healed.
Why would I take 15 to 16 pills a day when I'm normal?
Yeah, and they do that.
And then guess what happens when they stop? They go way beyond where they ever were. They go into a land of holy shit, even worse than they were.
Like
a lot of times they end up in jail.
People on the radio are
dead.
Oh,
it's horrible when they just shut themselves. When they themselves cut themselves off, it's like, oh, my God. Yep.
See, your neighbor is not forthcoming, and I'm always wondering what he's hiding. I've always felt it was something physical, you know, and now the way he's withdrawing makes me wonder if he's, like you said, Jim, his own worst enemy. As soon as he starts to find happiness, what does he do?
We, this is you know, I have reviewed it in my head, what mm-hmm. happened. And I told you, Deb, when we were on the phone by ourselves, some of the stuff that I did, you know, and he came unglued. And so I, you know, did some things, or said some stuff, and I haven't really wanted to, you know, at first he tipped the hat, and that was my cue to go in and try to, you know, meet him halfway, but
yeah.
I I didn't want to.
You know what, Yeah, you should be able to react how you want to as a completely different person. You know, I don't think that you should try to backtrack on that because you felt like saying,
oh, no,
I don't...
I'm not. No,
yeah.
No. I'm not. It's not like somebody's put a muzzle on my mouth. No, I don't do that. But I just, you know, it was like two. It wasn't one person that was completely to blame. It was two. And I'm not taking full blame. No. But it took two of us. And so I haven't really talked to him. I've avoided him. You know, I just haven't wanted to plunge in. And you know, like you were saying, when you know, you should just go talk to him because his energy is leaving. And I did. I said something really full-blown, really nice to him.
And what's that when he said, we are only neighbors?
No. He said something else, and he didn't say it at that time. At that time when I told him, it's just a matter of things that happened, you know, one after another. And he got mad at me because I, God, what did I do? I did something. I don't know. I said, I don't give a fuck. And I walked into the house, and I told him, don't knock on this door anymore. You have to call or text me. And so I didn't talk to him for the rest of the day, you know. And so, you know, it's just been one thing after another. And I know he is dealing with his own crap, and I don't have that kind of crap that he's dealing with. I know some of his story, and what you're saying about hitting it on the head, that story could well have happened. But I don't know. Who knows? And if he moves, you know, if he moves, Deb, that would be my exit plan. That would be so nice. But you know what? The thing is, I can't stay there because I don't know who's going to move in. And it's such an intimate layout. I don't think I could tolerate someone else. I don't know. They'd have to be a special personality. You know, it's just a weird, intimate layout. It's very close. It's just a weird, you know, and a lot of people feel like they get their toes stepped on if you say, you know, can you not play your music at this time? I don't want to deal with it. So I have my friends. All my friends are waiting for me. And I talked to my brother today, and my brother said, I don't want to get in that conversation with you. I already told you what we would do. I'd come in and move you out, and you just have to say the word. So, I mean, if he moved, that would be certainly my catalyst to get the fuck out of there, because I don't want to deal with any. I've heard the history of who's lived next door, and I don't want to deal with any of that.
Okay. Well, it has served you well for this year that you've been.
I don't know about that. It was a weird swing. It took my mind off of other stuff.
Which could be serving you well, mm-hmm. taking your mind, even though it didn't go where it should have gone, but it may have served a purpose, right?
And here's a point I stressed in my book. We can't make people love us if they don't have the capacity.
And the other thing.
Yeah.
Well, and this is the thing. He was not the forever dude. You know, I would not have been proud to share him with my brother or my sisters. I mean, they wanted to. My sister in California thought his, the way he sounded, she said, yeah, you guys can come out. She wanted to meet him. But my brother didn't like him. And I thought, not only that, you know, I was concerned. I thought there were other things. There were a lot of other things that just didn't add up. And I thought, you know, when I get involved, it's going to be forever, and I don't want any problems.
Well, I remember not too long ago, Lisa, funny you say that, that when there was a talk not too long ago, a month, 2 months ago, that you guys were deb through some stuff about marriage and rings and stuff, and you were very...
Well, you know what? This is the thing. When he changes his mind, I change my mind. When we're in the middle of getting along and he's talking to me a certain way, then I'm like asking Deb what's in the cards, and I let my mind wander, and I think, you know, I don't know. I just think of what's in the moment. I don't think 10 years from now, what's this going to be like, you know? Practical, on the practical realm, I really don't think this would be a good thing.
Right now, you don't. Yes. Okay. I mean, and I agree, but I've always agreed that, but like I said, a few months ago, you were looking at freaking the chapel and wedding bells.
Oh,
and all
God, he was coming back. We were coming down from out of town. I told you this privately,
yeah,
too. And he was on it.
Yep, you were talking on the radio.
He was talking about it for days.
Yep.
He was talking about it for days.
You were flying high. You were on that kite.
Yeah, I don't, but I wasn't, it wasn't like we were going to go do it within 5 minutes either. You know, I knew there was going to be some time, so it's not like we were going to go.
At that moment in space and time, if his ass busted out a ring, you would have went and done it at that time. You would have done it.
I don't know. No, I have to get a prenup and everything.
I guarantee it. At that moment, in the frame of mind you were in, we're talking a couple months ago, your ass would be married. But it is what it is. It never happened.
I don't think so. I don't, because I have to get a prenup, if anything.
You weren't talking about any of that shit during that phone call. You weren't talking about any of this prenup rash.
One too.
You were totally lost.
I really didn't, you know what, I didn't really believe that was going to happen. I really didn't. You know, I asked Deb, I asked her over and over again. I didn't believe it was really going to happen.
She's hurt.
No, I'm just saying, but at that time, obviously, that's like another lifetime now. That ship has sailed. But at that moment in space and time, you would have done it.
You know what I worry about? I will tell you what I worry about in your readings. And I don't really see this evidence, but I worry about it. That he would go from the remarks he makes to you and to shoving you, like maybe up against a wall, a shove. You know, it escalates. And
well, you know what? There's a problem there because I have an army of clan members that I'm related to, blood, and part of them, I have two brothers and my one brother, they're both into weightlifting, and they don't believe in that crap. You know, they don't believe in anyone getting hit. They don't believe in women getting hit, and all I would have to do, and I wouldn't want to do it, is just say, you know, this happened to me, and who... No, they would be smeared all over the page. And I wouldn't want to do it. I didn't even like to think about it. I wouldn't want to get my money.
Oh.
Yeah. Well.
Okay. But nobody else.
Yeah. Well, we just worry about you, hon. Well, because, you know, we care for you.
The recap, though, is used right now. You on that layout of cards.
Yeah.
You don't see this is going to end with a togetherness thing. Right?
Well, remember,
right now,
though,
right
a
now.
Person's vibe, he could be overshadowing this reading with his...
A lot of negative thoughts.
And men can be so tricky.
Yeah, we can. Only men, though, not women.
Well, we women wear our hearts... I mean, we're just wide open.
Wide open. You don't know. You don't know. Yeah, hey, that looks bad in this.
And
that looks bad in
this. This is... This is the other thing about my brother, both brothers. He's seen photos of them. My brother, one brother in particular, always sends me text photos of him. And they're big. These guys,
okay,
are big. They have big guns.
But somebody that's a,
they
somebody
have,
that's
work out.
An asshole. Not this guy, but that doesn't mean shit to somebody that is a freaking jackwad, psychotic asshole. They don't care about your brothers.
No.
They don't get two shits.
Well, and I you know, during when I've had a reading with you, you know, Deb, and you've mentioned this, you know, like, we're concerned, blah, blah, blah. I've said to him casually, I said, if I ever needed help, my brother's disease, and he knows that. I mean, he's talked with my brothers. We were spending time.
Kill you before they get there. A psychotic would say, "Oh, your brothers are big sons of bitches. Well, I make sure I decapitate you, and then I'll leave. It's before they get there, so I don't have to get hurt." You know, the bottom line is that a psychotic doesn't care how big your family is. He's not that guy. I'm just saying.
But
a real psychotic doesn't
know.
Give a shit that you're going to threaten him physically.
Remember, the two abusers I had were charming and lovely, and oh my God, they just adored me. Boy, once they got that ring in my nose, so to speak, things changed a lot.
Deb, I am so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Ring in her nose.
I really, really.
Thank you. And you know what, though? It's made me a survivor. If, like I've said before, if you folks knew the road I've traveled, you'd wonder how the hell I'm sitting here and still being somewhat sane. You know, the thing is, though, don't know when somebody's going to pull the car over and say, get out. Get out. You walk from here.
You go now. You may have 4 hours.
And they say that.
Yeah, I mean,
God.
At this point she knows, as long as they've been together.
You get restraining orders. They don't
honor
them.
Oh, that's a piece of paper. That's a piece of paper for somebody that's sane and rational. And somebody that says irrational doesn't usually need a restraining order. So it's like a catch-22 on that fucking piece of paper. Yeah, but it has nothing to do. We're getting like out of the context.
Yeah.
This isn't Jason or freaking Michael Myers from those scary movies here.
What I feel bad for you is this man has basically ghosted your relationship and didn't have the decency to talk to you about it. And so I think he's just really a coward.
Yeah, some people don't like conflict. He doesn't like conflict.
We had plans. We had plans for Wednesday. We were going
to
spend all day together. I got mad at him. I said, I don't want to spend the day with you. I don't want to go anywhere with you.
Okay.
And we had plans for Wednesday. And then, I haven't gone out in the backyard. He's out there. I don't go out. I just don't want to talk to him right now. I don't want to. You know, I just don't feel, I don't know. You know, I like what I'm doing. I'm riding my bike. I'm here at the park. I went and got some more materials so I can go home and work on stuff. And tomorrow I have a business meeting. And tomorrow morning I'm going to go to another neighborhood coffee that I've never taken him to and I never will.
She's got a business meeting. Somebody's getting ice.
Oh, who's getting
ice? She's got a business meeting. Somebody's, she's going to snuff somebody out. It's a hit.
You know, this would make an awesome movie, wouldn't it?
Yeah, she's a
assassin.
Could be working for the CIA assassin,
got a project.
Well, she's got a project. The project might be buying some bullets for her assassin gun. Yep.
And nobody knows. She calls up this radio show and talks to a psychic lady.
Yep.
And people are dropping like flies.
They say sometimes people have another life.
They do. Yeah.
But we're kidding. We're not trying to make light of it. But you could be an assassin.
She could.
So I have another neighborhood coffee that I've gone to once before, and I'm going. It's hosted by a guy that I've known for years, and there are a lot of delightful, different people there. And so I'm going to go to that first thing in the morning, So I have my day planned out. You know, I've got. One chick invited me to go out with her, and I've got to reconnect with her. And so it's not like, you know, I'm not,
You know what she's saying. She's not totally, like, wrapped up in this one person, and that's her entire life. She has a life, is what she's saying. I agree. And that's good that you do that. Everybody should do that, even people with committed partners. Everybody should still have a life.
My brother's friend. We're going to talk tomorrow afternoon, and we're working on stuff together. And away we go. You know, all I can say is away we go.
I still hear this thing.
Sounded like a crash.
Oh, you know, there's, I think a helicopter is landing.
A helicopter?
Landed a truck.
Is that providing
the landing? There's
picking her up to bring her to her
maybe to the Pentagon
to her next project, mm-hmm. her next project assignment.
Right? There's a hospital up the way here, and they
helicopter. Yep. Yeah. All right. Well, you know, if you're in the South,
go ahead.
You know what? I do. I don't want to kid you. I am. I mean, believe me. There are times during the day where I just feel like kind of being really sad. And, but then I think, you know, okay, on to the next thing. What can I do? And I had someone in yesterday and we were working on stuff together. And my whole week is plotted, strategized out. I have a lot of, I'll be running, you know, from one thing to another next week.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is what it is. I mean, I don't know. You know, when I think of, like, okay, if we were to get back to what we were doing, what would that be like? And then I think, you know, a lot of times you stand with me and I think, I wish you'd go home. It's kind of boring.
The best line I ever heard about something like this came from the TV show NCIS. Where DeNozzo, Special Agent DeNozzo, says to another special agent, he says, remember, there's always the breakup before the breakup. And I think you guys have had, that's what you've had.
Possibly,
it's
yeah.
The breakup.
It could be the pre-breakup, like a breakup junior before the real breakup. And sometimes the breakup, sometimes the breakup is not a, it's just a drift apart thing and never actually gets verbalized. Say, I break up with you. Sometimes you guys just drift off and do your own thing. Somebody moves, something, you know. And it's a breakup. You look back, it's like, I guess that was a breakup somehow. But, yeah, weird. Drifting apart.
It's
right?
True. And he is, I feel.
Especially if he's worried about a lot of other stuff.
Yeah. He's backing out. He's going to go take care of his life.
But
it doesn't mean he won't come back. You know, women often are afraid to let a man miss them. And that can take some time, you know, for him to miss
Deb.
You. Yeah.
Hey, Deb.
You know what? I told my sister, I said, if I saw that guy in a big old room full of people, I would not have paid 2 seconds of attention to him. The other thing is, he's next door. It was handy dandy. It was there. It kept going on between us.
Yeah.
We're just connected by the laundry room. And you know what? If I were to move, I would come back to visit him. I would not. Why would I want to do that? That would be so aggravating. There was so much aggravation. There was stuff. No.
Yep.
On my vision board, I have a relationship on my vision board. And I don't have on my vision board a bunch of problems and drama. And
should not.
You know,
no, it should. Yeah, that would be a...
And they're heterosexual. That's top on the list.
Yeah, that should be pretty high on the list. I don't know if top, but it should be your top five.
That is
being heterosexual on her vision board. It should be a top five, I think. You know, well, it's hindsight. You never really made that connection. You just moved here and all this shit happened. You didn't plan any of it.
No, but it was there too.
And then all these health problems. No. I mean, we all get health problems, but no. Sorry.
Yeah,
that's not on my vision board.
No, it should not. If that was on your vision board, that would be I would say burn that vision board. So I'm glad it is.
Now that we're talking about it, I feel so bad for Russell Brand because I thought he was a smart man. I would try to listen to him on YouTube because I thought he had a lot of interesting perspectives. And I am really crushed. I am so sad.
And you know what? You should be. I have heard a conversation between him and another guy about somebody else and the granddaughter. And the follow things that these guys were talking about in reference to this young granddaughter were disgusting.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I guess they thought it was funny.
Oh, they were laughing their asses off. And how this ever got on the internet, I don't know. But that guy is, he's a creep.
That's always nice.
Yeah. But he sure did paint a picture, didn't he?
I don't know anything about this guy. I looked him up on the internet. So I've never seen, heard. I don't. This guy is. I wouldn't know this guy if I ran into him. Maybe he's like some schmo on the street. I wouldn't know him.
Well, you know what has taught you, Lisa? I'll tell you. He's taught you what you don't want in a relationship, and that can be the most priceless education of all.
That's true. It could be. There could be. There should be a positive out of it. He's like, she just said,
hey. You know,
she's got her sexual thing up high on her vision board list now. She's learned to do that.
Yeah.
Got to move that up a little bit higher.
The right one will come along after
that. Got to get bumped out.
Yeah.
He reminds me, too, I was thinking, I've had time to think about this. There was a guy that I got involved with for a very short time, right? And he was before my guy life was with for several decades.
Listen.
Yeah.
But it was like 35 years ago, and he's so almost a duplicate of this next door neighbor. I was thinking, they're both writers. They're both hair trigger temperament. You know, I just thought, God, they're so we can magnetize to us, you know, people if we're not really, you know, done with them.
Okay, so this could have been that could have been a deja vu for her.
I think so.
This guy.
I don't know.
Right. Yeah. But the fact that you're thinking about
only the shadow. Only the shadow knows.
Who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men? Only the shadow knows.
Only the shadow knows. Gosh darn it.
Dang nabbit. All right.
Dang nabbit. I'm preparing for Monday.
Monday, exactly. It'd be rated, we'll call it G, maybe PG-13, we'll call it. Yes, indeed. Dang, damn it. I was at, the funniest thing ever before we said goodbye to Lisa, I was at a hockey game. And there's a lot of international people here, I don't know. I was at a hockey game. This is a sport where people beat the snot out of each other. People are calling the referee all these freaking names. I remember a chick complained because I was swearing. I was like, you're at it. This is not a rated G environment. I said the F-bomb at a referee, but it's okay that guy down there is punching the snot out of that guy. That's okay, but I should not say F-bombs. So I joked to me and the other guy, said, all right, we hit her with all the, dang nabbit, that was a gosh darn. You just went over the top where they got sick and removed. We went so G on them, they couldn't stand it with the non-F-bomb. Yeah, they're like, you shouldn't, you gotta watch it. And you know what, if they actually complain to, like, the staff, they would.
It's like, holy macaroni.
Exactly, yeah, we see all the gosh darn, oh my goodness, gosh darn, what a cheap, poopy play that guy made. He's like, you shouldn't have told us to stop swearing. You're at a freaking hockey game, it's violence. It's adult violence. Adult males having violence out there. Don't worry about me saying F.
Yeah.
But anyway, it made me think.
You know, now I don't want this to seem like a teaser, a business teaser, but these cards can change. That's why I don't charge a lot, because you need to keep having readings or learn the method so you can navigate your own life.
And he says why she comes frequently, because she knows they can change.
Yeah.
Yep.
And the next time we read these cards.
Things could change.
He could make a big change.
Could have had an epiphany on something.
That's right.
Well, you know, how many times, and how many times has that happened? You know, one minute, like Jim just pointed out, you know, it was like a 360 degree or 180 degree change a month ago.
Well, it's human nature, I think. You know, we are not, what would you call us? Like, we're not static beings? Does that work?
Some people are different than others on being consistent.
And, you know, I told him we were making plans. We were going to spend all day Wednesday together. We were going to drive my car because it would have been easier for where we were going. He was going to do the driving. We were planning it out. And then I told him, I'm going to make this dish and I'm going to share it with you. And he said, okay. And then I got mad at him. And I called him back. I said, I don't want to go anywhere with you. And so I haven't had any contact with him, with the exception of last night when I came out. And his car, I guess, was parked in the back. And I didn't see it, and because I went to go get the clothes off the clothesline, and I saw it parked in the back, and then I said, "Oh my God, you scared the hell out of me," because I didn't know he was there, just getting the mail. And then he said very nice. He didn't say it in a mean spirit. He said, "Oh, don't be scared," and you know, it was a neutral tone. It wasn't like, "Oh, I want to fuck your brains out," or "I'm not gay anymore. Don't be scared." You know, it wasn't like that.
That would never happen.
Come on, can he hear you?
I didn't know I was going to be heard. I was talking to myself. But anyway.
Well, I believe in miracles.
I believe in miracles. You sexy thing.
People can change their minds on things. Yeah, I do.
People can, and some people don't. That's all.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out which one's
I
which
love
is
those
the trick. Isn't that
Jimbo,
the trick?
How come you're not married? Jimbo, we should put you behind. We should
he doesn't want
that, the dating role. Game.
Yeah, he doesn't want to be
a smart man puts his hand in the fire once and gets burnt. He does not do it again.
I think that's my brother.
Yeah,
well, hey, if you know it, why?
Maybe it's the right choice.
Yeah. Well, you know, it is what it, what does it mean anyway? It's a piece of
going to play some...
Oh, I'm a dum-dum.
Well, we have to go now. We're going to run out of time.
Deb caught me being
dumb. Thank you, guys.
Well, we'll look again. We'll see what's coming.
Yeah, you got to keep checking. And that goes for pretty much everybody that's got these type of scenarios.
I really
along.
Think she's going to meet her, the man of her dreams coming.
Well, you saw it a long time ago.
But there was an important lesson involved here. You know,
well, every interaction on a journey, they say, has a purpose, even if it's not a positive outcome.
Well,
it probably
really,
hindsight
really,
reflective of the rate being positive.
Yeah.
See,
to really treat the new guy with all the mental health intact, to treat him as a point of reference.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of things that you could reflect upon the things of the past and say, well, you know what? This didn't go how I wanted to, but I learned these things, and I will apply it to my life going forward, so that means I'm glad it happened. All right.
Yeah.
That's why I love it. Yep.
Okay.
You know, I mean, yeah, we can sit here and lament and do whatever, but...
Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go.
Love you, Lisa. Long time.
Good night, sweetheart.
Oh, well,
I hate to